Exactly. So the fourth each of the opposite to Rav and Rav and Rav Shabbos, which is there. Kitzan Uosa. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Okay, Choshu Mas Rubius and Yosei. You need a cup that has the middle amount of Rubius. How much is Rubius? Okay, can we do it in milliliters? I know it's like a concept, but it's just easier to remember. Be honest. Then, Baruch Hashem, you live in a a digital age that you just do the translation very quickly. It is a great mnemonic. The remote writes in the sefer that how do you know the difference? The machlok is about how much Rubius is, right? Between now and now. Right, Rav Nar Chaim Nar and the Chazanesh, right? Whether what are the different shiurim when it comes to a Rubius? How do you know? Well said, it's gematria of either coast or coast hugger. What's the gematria of coast? 86 milliliters. 86 milliliters is the gematria is the amount of milliliters according to Rav Chaim Nar. And coast hugger is 150 milliliters, which is about 5 ounces. He has a shear according to the Chazanesh. Now Rav Moshe has like an in-between shear. Rav Moshe shears around like 3.2 fluid ounces or something like that. Maybe. It's what?
3.3.
It's 3.3, okay. I'm sure, whatever, yeah, whatever. Okay, so Leviathan, that's just a great mnemonic to remember the two basic sheets when it comes to coast or coast hugger. So that's what you need. That's a minimal amount for what? What? 150. Kids are also clear coach of last reviews of Yoser. We make deal of people flame, we'll shoot the coach of the mail, or so Yad has a video of you to come and tell what that means. It's worth it all to say, four or?
More.
What?
More than.
No. I mean, he adds a little bit more. Yeah, it seems like he's added the other 10 things, right? Like, entirely. So, how do we paskin? What's going on over here? So, the sheet of Gubetas on the Gemara of the Sefer Brachos says, Amri Yochanan, Elano Ela, Arba, Dachashim, Chag, Malay, Pirish Arba, Ilu, Hain, Likuva, Bashar, Mitzvah, Mokar. How does the sheet of Gubetas understand Machokas? Not that this is actually Machokas, it's just that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that he's just letting you know that the 10 things that are mentioned by Rabbi Zeira are mitzvah and mukhar. That would be the best and most ideal. And the others are? What? The other ones are required. Four required. The other ones are just to make it even better. If we see in the Shulchan Aruch, let's see what the paskins. Can we look at this? The Yonah Sabazan. Source of Rei Kosh, Shulchan Aruch, Tome Nadach, and Yonah Mishim, and Yuchot. So now we have a Dacha and Tashiva, correct? Right, that's a Dacha and Shiva, it's washing the Yonah. The Yonah Sabazan, Maya Nabi, Yonah Shir, Kosh, Yonah Sabazan. And if it's not clean in your own, you don't have to really wash it. Eat it, Hayai, the Sofa Chai. But, Hadacha is the inside, yes. Eat it, Hayai, the Sofa Chai, you should pour the water, wine, and fresh. Hashem, Eel, Grechus, Aretz. Okay, and then, Hashem, Eel, Grechus, Aretz. Sanders is going with Mizika Sakos, which we're not going to get into right now. You know what Mizika Sakos is?
Pouring
the pouring the cup in this context of yeast.
Stirring.
Right, well, the yeast
to make,
the
to make
wine.
It, to make it, yeah.
See, the wine was very, very strong back in the day. This is the assumption of, ready to post skim. And therefore, in order to make the wine tolerable for them to drink, what they would do is that they would dilute it with water. We'll discuss how much we dilute it and still consider the wine.
Third.
Agav. They tie now that a lot of the academics tie now. And this is not true anymore. This is not true, meaning one is not more strong in their day. Now, there's a lot of things that make sense this way. Number one, because I think chemically speaking, like wine ferments at a certain whatever, and then has a certain amount of alcohol content. Number 10, therefore, was no stronger than we have now. Number two, like if you assume that the wine is the same level of alcohol content that we have today as they had back in the day, then you could understand what do they drink all the time? Why? How did I get drunk all the time? They drink like wine all the time. So if they drink our wine diluted all the time, so then okay, like then you can understand how they didn't get so drunk. You know what I mean? Like it's not whatever, they were drinking like Kenem Kal. Like Okay, so that's what they were doing. Also explained to Gemara, it says like you need like 14 cups. something like that. Like, do we think there's another cop stop? Like, okay, my fourth one has its fly through my face and I want to go away from it. I want to put it out. Why do people, don't we, like, I've seen, like, people, like, right before kiddish, like, run, like, good question. Good question. I'll tell you why. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to Sigimel. It's our class on coast of Chile. So that's another one of the requirements, Chile. Sidal, Makal, Mishayabda. This is another one of the requirements. Surprise the water comes on the event, then you put it to your right. But like you say, this one, you shouldn't hold it with your hands. It's important. Find a dock, you should be on the coast. That doesn't mean you can't hold it with your hands. That just means that you can't hold the boat, the cup with your hands. But you know, if you need support, so then you can put the left hand on the bottom of the right hand, that's butter. So you give it a karka tepa, and then throw the ground tepa, and you oshi magali karka, and we'll mace the shulk, and we give me al shulk of tepa. Okay, depends on where you're sitting, that's how you fold it up. It needs to be tepa up the ground for the meeting. And those are my enough, so you can see a you should focus on it so you don't lose focus about what you're saying with Kishwa, Kane, Elo, Kea, Coast, Suffering Star, Shepard, Gilgo, okay, consider. So what do we see from here? More requirements for up to 10, maybe. English Homer, Shepard, Peter, Okas, and Kosmi, Min, Shavu, Small, Kaata. So if you're lefty, says Shamara, what do you think of your then? Lefty, but that's what I do, I hold my cup in my left hand.
You're lefty?
What?
You're lefty.
I'm lefty. What? What does it sound like though from here? Shomara Kasim, 10 or 4? What? 10, right? Okay, so that's Mishabura. She's Mokalada. Okay, well, Mishali, she's got the hope that you made Julie Mokalada. She's part of the message. The Mash, who's going to be Sidali? Hot Sibze. His can be our brother who rocked in the midst of the Chachila. The Bior Brother, even in the Shomara, when you give them all 10 things, those things are in mitzvah. Those things are not required to make your din. Those things to make your din are the four things which come up before it's Shalim. So what is that? That's, you know, called Shalim, and that, you know, it needs to be Shtifa, Mikdim, Luchot, it needs to be Mole. Those are the things which are required, but the other things are not necessarily as Shalim. So not showing, so it
yes, meaning so meaning but yeah, that's fine.
Right? Oh, there's a Molly part, sorry, is Molly part of the apartment?
Yeah.
What does he say? Let's look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I guess not, right? It's not a problem. But you think is this show Molly a function of the beers or Molly function? Yeah, I think you're right.
What?
What?
That's what?
The Molly may be a function of
yes. What are the requirements for like everyone said that you're high of 10?
The requirement you're high of 10 is for Sith B's, Sorry, I just lost where it was, Source number 8, Sith Olive, the B's, and Gimel. So let's do over time. What is the coast of Rahman? It's towing on Dakha, you can dim the sheep of Chaz, you need to be clean on the inside and out. You should make sure that the wine is fresh, you need some pago. What else we got? And then
I decided.
And you need a coach with your shelter. Those are the requirements.
The Rambam said it only four, but
it's three.
What?
It's three.
And six.
Five, three.
Clean and now. Fresh wine. Show me.
So, Hadacha, Shiva. Right? Chai.
Forget
Shiva. Mala. Mala, sorry.
So, okay. Yeah.
Here you go. I don't know why the Shabbat simply says it really. Can you look that up? Here's a Sean.
Surface tension, like it goes really over, it doesn't spill, but that's good.
This is
what
I push down again. Is that surface tension? No, this is for it, you're trying to figure out exactly how big. You can't measure water or liquid directly by looking at it because it's curved. So this is something called the meniscus line, if I'm not mistaken. No?
I
don't
know.
Okay. Sorry, I don't think there is. Source number, do you want to? We're going to have to.
Bruce, did you say that by the Rambam that he was possibly the Lord?
It seems that way.
But he didn't say all four. Rabbi Yochanan
doesn't. Correct. It's not me. It's not me.
Exactly.
It doesn't seem. Yeah. It doesn't seem like.
It doesn't.
It
doesn't say.
But here,
this is fine.
But
to be out of the four of that.
Right. Okay. So yeah.
At the end, the brother says that that
being. Well, she's doing that stuff in the commentary on Rambam. She's doing this commentary on the Gemara. So we're just putting together what Mice said, that there's certain things which are requirements and certain things which are mitzvah, you know, your mitzvah. Whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch is really what one should do. Okay, but let's try to break down where these requirements. Sheva Adacha. Tavi wants to know why are people so lucky on it? For a couple of reasons. Number one, Moshe Abraham telling Adacha Minish Yisrael Chutz Be'Munach Yin Moshe Shirei Kosos in Shabbat. So, what does that mean? Being a Tzareth. One, you know, it's not a bad idea, even if there's no leftover bread in the cup, nevertheless. But nevertheless, it's always good to rinse it out to make sure that it's clean, unless it's really, really, really clean. Okay, so if you take out your cup and drink from it, maybe that's the reason why people are sitting back on it. There's another reason why people are back on it, which raises the source number 12. What's the source number 12 about? So it's a big machlokes of bochai is all bad. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yidin ayay so bochai used to be fresh wine. Not shkinu lukas haaretz. Vaz mozgol yidu shavach haaretz. And you pour into it to let you know about the shavach haaretz. Okay. So what exactly does that requirement of chai actually mean? So the way that we understand halacha l'maisa is that chai is something which is not pogum. What's pogum? Right? If you drink the wine, exactly, if you drink the wine, so then that makes the wine pogum on the sheet.
Too much bread makes
what?
Wine up. If you put bread to try to raise it up, they pop it. If that is misrepresented, you don't put it on it. Not big pieces, because that's not good. That's me, sorry. That's not good or not.
Bread is everything disgusting.
Sorry,
I'm not past
the liquid in your wine.
But what we're talking about is chai, which means wine that would be fresh. It can't be wine that you already drank from. So there's like two different things to talk about here. One is that you should pour directly from the barrel into your cup, which we don't do anymore. We say, now we can toss it in the pan. So we have a bottle, what we're supposed to say, if you pour directly from the cup is good. But clearly that word, that means that you should not be drinking from a cup that was already drank from. That's a whole pug of wine. How do we unpug the wine?
Pour that in.
We pour fresh wine, even a drop, into the wine that was drank from, and therefore that makes it no longer pogum. Once it's no longer pogum, then you can use it again for birchas hamazon. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's another that's pogum. For kiddush. I apologize for kiddush. There's another requirement of chai. The chai, yeah.
It was fine.
Okay.
What? Was it? If it was what?
It was fine.
Yeah, it was
if you didn't
do it.
Oh,
so it was probably did it.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah. Isn't that a loss? It's really funny. Okay. You just ask your house to make your own kids. What is that? So your house, you just ask to make your own kids. No, it was like Abdullah, and I was like, I was in the shit at the time. I didn't know any of this stuff. Source number 13.
You should go back and
do it. Yeah, I think I'm fine. Bali, where's Bali? Main number, are you having a call? So Bali needs to be full. Okay, we'll point out what. What does it mean? Bali, first, there's a couple of beautiful ideas from the Gemara about Bali. I'm already helping a couple of articles called Malay. No, still no, not late, believe it's sorry. Shinabar, Bali, Miracles, and Shem, and Yom, and Darim, and Yom. What does it mean? That Wano gives a cup on what means cup on the coast of Malay. The Gashrak will give you a Nachla, believe it's sorry, without any. Borders, okay? Doctors without borders, you'll have houses without borders, or something like that. Quotes of Pasuk. Now, why is this true? I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. I think we can get to my thoughts on it in verse number 15. Verse number 14 says, because of course, Malayayan, right? Okay, I'm going to say 15, verse number Malay. Haggah, the coach of Rahman, the Malayna Shigye, Malay al Kol Gidu Gidosa. What does that mean? Needs to be filled to the brim. Oh. Now, when one fills up a cup, right?
I'm not sure. If you have surface tension, it goes a little bit over.
Right.
One
is filled up a cup, so it will go above. It will go above, and you know it will exceed the borders of the cup. So perhaps shot in the bracha. So why do we have the bracha? One is trying to kind the mitzvah such that and does not pay attention. Does not care for the physical, you know, order of the cup. It goes above the line with the light. So maybe if Hashem Baruch Hu reciprocates in kind, and it's Mala Yidusa, I mean, okay, I don't know if that's true. Certainly. Okay. What about source number 17? Oh, the Wild Machine. This one is a really good one because, like, the whole, you know, the situation goes on. Ready? What if these are ghost shot cut? Turtle collapse are not a ghost shot. One needs to go out and make sure they have a ghost shot. What if you need to go out and Likuva? No, just, you know, something that one should really be careful to do. Okay, Shalim, Shalom Yehikuv HaKos Shavar. Below, Pagum Nisvasa, Afil Chesuva, Yislak, Mechachila. Below, the Chesuva Klar. The Hanyim Guva Kos Shalim, Barak Nisisim, Nishra Gamki, Yishnak, the Yilach Lama, Nisim, the Im, Lo, Shein, Lo, Ahar, Yislak, the Bolta. The Shavura really doesn't like when you have a cup which is broken. The cup was broken, it's a real problem, right? So he had a good bakos, shavur, lopag, misvasa, and even if it has a small, you know, imperfection, you should be makhla, the chatila, not to use such cups. So Rav Moshe, based off of this mishabura, says, what about plastic cups? Right?
It depends on which plastic as well, because, like, depends on those cheap plastic, as soon as you pick it up, it squeezes, you know, it doesn't do it. That's like, I can't call that a cup, really. It just,
why not? They're called, like, cups.
What?
You ask them, like, a cup. They know what you're talking about, right?
You're saying, what's the
situation? You're like, that's not a cup. That's, like, what's a cup? It's a cup. Okay, ready? Source number 19. What is it for Rav Moshe? Even though we're close to the Kiddush, Shem Yifu, Roshem Lassim, Bekosh, Shem Lassim, and Yershu, Klee, Rak, Lishah, Teshama, Shemar, Asher, Asarati. You heard that I asked her making Kiddush in a plastic cup. Emma said, no, it's not true. I think plastic cups are problematic. I'll be in the course of Nanesh, your Rakosak, Kosher, your Rakosak, Kish. Roar, Nisha, Kosh, Nina, Shul, Rosh, Shal, Akam, the Rabat, Oud Garua, the Evil Shub, Hashirish, Shavada, in Roy, the Kazabazal, the Kiddush. Ah, Kishalaka, Kosakar, Ubay, Yishalakil, that's what Rav Moshe writes. So what's Rav Moshe? Sorry, I didn't take it out, it's an ellipsis. But he says, listen, Mishabura says that a broken cup is problematic. So he says, Kalvachomer, a cup which is about to be thrown in the garbage, is worse than a broken cup. And then the Kalvachomer?
Yeah,
not really.
The cup is like literally trash.
Not really. Like, the cup is totally fine. Who cares whether we have high standards and don't care about the environment? I want to throw the cups. Like,
is there an issue of, like, wasting?
If the cups over there, like, those coffee cups, those, like, get, like,
seemingly
like, you can't really use it. First, stop the other class. First of all, you can, and I have. Number two is, that doesn't mean that when they are being used, that one time there's a good time to hold the cup. He argues, as Yaakov says to Moshe, wait a second, there's a difference between having a full cup that's broken than having a cup that, like, happens to be a hot tea cup, a disposable cup. One has a pagan. What's a pagan? It's broken. There's a chip. The other one is, it's just that we, like, have there, we're very spoiled, and we're very rich. Then we decide that, you know, we could throw out the cup.
What's a chip to do the cup itself though? There's a little chip in the top. What does that do to the cup?
That's inherently the luck.
There's something lacking.
I'm saying it has to be a nice cup, exactly.
Who said it's
not
a nice cup?
It's not a nice cup if it's missing.
The cup should not be broken.
I think like a nice golden goblet, whatever it is, and a little chip at the top. I would prefer that over this plastic cup that when you pick it up, I can't even pick it up. This is not okay. There's no way that this.
Since Eliezer would agree with the Dati, I think since Eliezer makes much more sense. Because Lamaisa, it's much worse than a cup which is broken than to have a cup which features a high standard to throw out. What is clearly, there's no room for one minug, like putting two cups in it. I don't know where that came from,
but cups, yeah.
Have you ever seen somebody like with a plastic cup? So they want to make a block on a plastic cup.
It depends on cheap cup. It's an issue. Not a lot of issues. You can't pick up the cup. If it's a full cup, I can't pick it up. It's squeezing.
No. Okay.
Listen, on your sheet of budget, all I can afford is these cheap plastic cups that you can't, they're not good for anything. So in order to actually make it stable,
we all use them. So.
You can't pick it up. It's like, you need a double cup because that's the only way you hold it.
So I think one can pick up those cups. I'm not sure if they're problematic. I've done it many times in my life.
You know what I'm talking about? Cheap ones?
So the Dati, I don't know where the room is. I mean, if you want to double cup it for practical purposes, it's easy to roll. You know, this is a Sukharaba, you can double cup that. That's totally fine. The unique things about those cups, so you should know, is like, I think why Excel made it is just in case, you know, there's a nuclear war, at least those cups will survive. You know what I'm saying? You expect them within your pocket, like, there's anything to get out, like, I don't really know like how these Eagles cups were Lysa. I think it's even wrong. They had a taste of the Chad Pame. Like we said they're disposable. You could use it for like ever. Those cups are not going bad, you know? Anyways, so when it comes to many lachas of practical kiddush. Now we'll have to come back in the source 21 and 22 just very, very quickly. How exactly do you technically go through the process of kiddush? Afterwards, I want to discuss the kiddush from the Suda. This is a very important and mostly complex sugya. So I'm going to jump into that.
Why is there
next week? You should know next week. There we have there's a schos, there's going to be a speaker. I think there's a Holocaust survivor coming to speak. Wow. So we're not going to share next week. Guest speaker. Holocaust survivor is coming to speak, I think it's 6:45. So,
why is there no issue with like wasting when it comes to plastic?
They're not cups anyways.
I don't know what the...
I can't waste food. It's a doctor, but like, I can't waste in general. There's no issue with wasting anything, like, if I just waste it. I think it's usable as a solution.